Country Pop FM.
Has there ever been a lazier host of the Bob Almanac?
Me.
Because I just pulled this out and I just left it out. Remember, we already used this before.
Sure.
I rang the bell for you.
That's
for whom
okay.
the bell tolls, and I just left it out. I didn't pick another one, so.
I don't think anybody would have noticed.
Laziness reigns supreme, and I think people appreciate that.
Yes.
I think they appreciate that.
Right.
Laziness is an underappreciated skill, talent, and trait, don't you think? People underappreciate laziness.
Yeah, and it's, you know, if you can do it and do it right, so it looks like you're not.
Right.
That's an art form.
Some people called Rip Van Winkle lazy.
He was just tired.
But he's an historic figure.
Yeah.
Today, Wednesday, December 20th, 354th day of the year. We have just 11 left. The countdown is on. Winter arrives tomorrow. 1803, this date. This is the actual date that the United States purchased the Louisiana Territory.
Oh,
Louisiana.
What was the going rate?
Louisiana Territory. Of course, France had purchased it from Britain.
Yep.
And then what France did is they turned it over to the Property Brothers. They did some improvements. They flipped it and made some big money. 15 mil.
Wow.
Which, of course, is a great deal now when you look at it, but it was 1803 for 15 mil.
A ton of dough then.
The U.S. pretty much more than doubled its land size with the Louisiana Territory, Louisiana woman, Mississippi man there at 1803. 1820, state of Missouri. I wonder if this is part of the new tax bill. That Congress is working on because, the state of Missouri may have been onto something here. They enacted legislation to tax. It's a bachelor's tax. Bachelors got taxed. If you were between the age of 21 and 50 and you were unmarried, it was $1 a year.
Wow.
So they wanted people to be married in Missouri.
Yeah.
1820.
Thankfully, I'm older than 50 when it cost me.
For once, South Carolina is first in something other than first in the nation in the prevention of rickets.
Mm.
South Carolina became the first state to secede from the Union this date, 1860. They were the first ones to take the plunge.
Yep.
On this date, 1860. So they seceded from the Union. They were the first of, what, 11 states total?
There were seven, and then, I think it was four more. Yeah, so that, you know, that was on the cusp of the Civil War.
1928, mail delivery by sled dog began in Lewiston, Maine.
Huh.
1928, that had to be somewhat efficient.
Yeah, yeah.
So you would not only get your mailman a little Christmas gift, you'd have to also get dog treats,
yep.
1956, city of Montgomery, Alabama, removed their race-based seat assignments on the city's buses. Of course, that was all from Rosa Parks.
Yep.
Rosa Parks started that.
She did.
1957, Elvis Presley went to his mailbox. He opened it up and he received, not the publisher clearinghouse, you may already be a millionaire notice from Ed McMahon. He got his draft notice.
He got his marching orders.
He was called to service in the U.S. Army. Of course, he would do service, and he would serve in Germany for the king of rock and roll. 1963, the Berlin Wall was opened for the first time ever to West Berliners. It was only for the holiday season, and the communist hearts grew three times that day. They had to close it again January 6, 1964.
Shut her down.
1968, novelist John Steinbeck, one of the great authors of modern literature.
Yes, we had to read a couple of his books in school.
Grapes of Wrath and Of Mice and Men. Two of the books that we wrote or read in school.
Yep.
Wouldn't dare write it. And I remember seeing the movie Of Mice and Men.
Yes.
In fact, they brought me in, I think, was it that one or it was... It might have been one of the S.E. Hinton books, like The Outsiders, or That Was Then, This Is Now, where because of my skills with a video editor in the video editing bay, they had me, the teacher had me go in and overdub some of the swear words in these movies. So we watched these movies in class, like in literature or English class. We wanted to watch these movies after reading the book to kind of compare.
Yes. Yep.
But there was some unsavory language and ones that you know, you wouldn't want your high schooler to hear.
Right.
Certain words.
Right.
I was able to hear them because I was editing the movie. So I went into our TV production room studio and I edited. And at first the teacher just wanted me just to make it blank. But of course, me being me, I thought I would have some fun with it and put in some funny words. instead of these cuss words
instead of the
and
unsavories.
The colorful metaphors, the epithets, I decided to put in some silly words and crazy words, and of course I became a hero.
Nice.
Didn't get any dates out of that, but, I was hoping to get a lot of chicks from that, but it never did materialize.
That was a good play, though, on your part. I like it.
1973 Hall of Fame. I wish I could remember some of the funny ones. Dummy and, clown. I can't remember what it was, but I'm sure it was very clever for that day and age.
Sure.
Of the late 80s. That was 1968 and 73.
Because I want girl,
this guy got a few dates.
I don't know if his heart was safe, though, to have relations.
No, evidently not.
He had a bad heart throughout his life. And he died of basically heart failure. He was having open heart surgery to help repair his heart.
He was young.
Bobby Darin died on this date. He's only 37. Wow. 1973. I mean, He did big band. He did swing. He did folk music. He did rock and roll.
Great voice.
He did pop. He did all kinds of music and genres. And what's his name? Spacey. Kevin Spacey did the movie.
Yeah.
And he sang the music and was very good.
Uh-huh.
Splish, splash, I was taking a bath. Bobby Darin dead at the age of 37 on this date in 73. Any idea what those sounds are?
Sounds like a football game.
It is a football game without any TV announcers. This date, 1980, you got a little VHS. I got to adjust the tracking. Can you hear that? You got to adjust the tracking on the VHS tape there.
That was a failed experiment.
It was the Dolphins. It was the Jets. They decided not to have any announcers in the booth. It was weird. They used the PA announcer so you could hear him. The field noise. They used extra microphones to get the gnat sound from the field.
I remember watching it.
That would never work on radio.
No, it really wouldn't.
That was 1980, this date. Goodbye to Carl Sagan, 96.
If you wish to make an apple pie from scratch, you must first invent the universe.
Yes, that's what you got to do. That's what you do before you bake your pies, don't you, Neil? You invent the universe.
And then
millions and billions of pieces of pie.
Yes.
Billions and billions. Carl Sagan. Now, is that Carl Sagan or is that David Brinkley?
Well, they are
David
similar.
Brinkley, billions and billions. So, 1996, Carl Sagan died. He had leukemia or something. It was a cancer or bone disorder or something. He was 62. Nelson Mandela stepped down as the leader of South Africa's governing body, 1997. Hank Snow died.
Then across the wall, there came Cuban Pete. He started to boogie to the rumba beat. It's the rumba boogie. Let's give it a whirl.
He was the singing ranger.
Love it. Yeah.
He should have been named the singing Mountie. Because
yes.
He's from Canada. Nova Scotia, to be exact. Hank Snow lived to be 85. Have you ever done the rumba boogie?
No,
you should try it if you haven't done it, the rumba boogie.
I have a bad knee. I can't do it.
1999. I have a bone spur on my right heel that needs attention. I don't think I could do the rumba boogie either.
No.
I think that'd be a problem. And then this date, 2 years ago, man, this is embarrassing.
Oh. I have to apologize.
Oh, no.
Steve Harvey, folks.
The first runner-up is Columbia.
He had announced Columbia as the winner. It ended up being Ms. Philippines.
Yeah.
Ms. The Philippines.
Wow.
Ended up being your Miss Universe. You know, he kept his job, though.
Yeah.
Steve Harvey, he stood
they
up.
Brought him back.
He stood up and, hide. And,
he's human.
You know, if he would have given the wrong answer or the wrong survey says on Family Feud, nobody would have cared, really. They would have edited it out. But this was a live broadcast in front of all the people there watching and people watching on TV.
Just kidding.
2015. Just kidding. Oops.
It was really Miss Philippines.
And I think Miss Philippines and Miss Columbia, did they share the crown then? Or they kind of... They placated the situation a little bit with Miss Columbia.
Yeah.
They helped her out a little bit. She helped serve a little bit.
Put them in the squared circle and let
them might as well.
Out.
That's the way I do it, I think. Yeah. It takes two, baby. It takes two, baby. Me and you. We start the birthdays this morning with a little Motown.
Nice.
Kim Weston, who was singing there with Marvin Gaye, the late Marvin Gaye. It takes two. They're talking about mixed doubles bowling is what they're talking about.
Yeah.
They both had good high averages. Kim Weston celebrating today. She is 78. I think I hear them calling. Oh, Beth, what can I do? Beth, what can I do? The drummer for Kiss, original drummer, and then he left, then he came back, then he left again. Peter Criss.
Pretty big hit for that band.
And he sang that one, Power Ballad, yeah. Beth, 72. This could only be a theme for a law-type show, right?
Yeah, that's perfect.
Or a police show.
Yeah.
Or a courtroom drama. You couldn't use this for a sitcom about two buddies.
There are two.
Law and Order. Still on today, a version of Law & Order. They went on the air in 1990, and they still have Law & Order on today. It's a different version. Is it SVU? Special Victims Unit thing?
Special Victims Unit.
Dick Wolf, the producer for Law & Order, 71 today.
Where do we go from here now that all of the children are grown up? And how do we spend our time if there's no one who lends us a hand?
It's the Alan Parsons Project. Alan Parsons of the Alan Parsons Project. That's not him singing. He was more musician, songwriter, producer, arranger kind of guy.
What a great song.
Alan Parsons is 69 today. Oscar Gamble, do you remember his afro?
Oh, yes.
Could barely get his hat on, his helmet. Yeah. I mean, it was sticking way out. Oscar Gamble.
With the Brewers, I remember.
Yeah, he played White Sox and Indians. And pretty good Yankees. Left-handed hitter. He was with the Yankees.
Yep.
He is 68, another baseball player. Remember him from the Milwaukee Brewers primarily. They used to say Cecil Cooper.
Oh, sure.
So he is Cecil, not Cecil.
Right.
Later on, there was Cecil Fielder.
Right.
Cecil the Lion, who got shot by the dentist from Bloomington. But this is Cecil.
Spelled the same, right?
The way that I think it should be pronounced.
Right. I think it's Cecil.
Cecil Cooper, first baseman for the Brewers. He was on the team that went to the World Series in 82. He is 68 today.
What was the cartoon
today.
With Cecil?
I don't remember. We don't have time. We need to move on.
You have a deal. Out.
Mr. Danny Brown, Mr. Marta has just ended our toilet paper shortage with this enormous check. Wipe away!
Wipe away. The toilet paper shortage is over at whatever high school that is on Glee. Principal Figgins on Glee. And his name is Iqba Taba, 54.
Beanie and Cecil.
Happy birthday today. Well, thank you.
Hey, little thing, let me light your candle, calls the mama. I'm sure all the hand and I just around.
Doing the old Otis Redding song, The Black Crowes. I think this is their best song, the one I remember most.
Yeah, good tune.
Chris Robinson, who's the lead singer of The Black Crowes, the big 5-1 today.
The winner by 12 million votes of American Idol 2008 is David Cook.
David Cook, happy birthday. Congratulations. That's the year when the top two were both Davids.
I was going to say, there must be two Davids. Right?
David Archuleta and then David Cook, and David Cook was the 101. And they're cheering. Way to go, David Cook. And you know, if that would have been Steve Harvey hosting that show, American Idol, it would have been the wrong, you would have named the wrong guy.
All bets
he would have said
off.
The winner, Simon Cowell.
Yeah.
No. David Cook, 35 today. He's got that raspy kind of voice thing going for him. He is 35. Jonah Hill.
Did you say that you have the right to be an attorney?
You do have the right to be an attorney if you want to.
Where were you?
I was chasing my perp, sir.
And how did that go for you?
Honestly, he did get away, and he threw me down pretty hard.
From 21 Jump Street, Jonah Hill. He's done a lot of good things. Super Bad, he's hilarious in that. He was more serious in Moneyball. Do you know who I'm talking about, Neil?
Oh, for sure.
Jonah Hill, yes, kind of the rotund.
Yes.
Wolf of Wall Street. Yeah. He was in that. Just to name a few.
He's good in the comedic or the more serious.
He's one of my favorites.
And Moneyball, still, we talked about it earlier in the week, but it's such a good movie if you like baseball.
He played the number cruncher guy.
Right.
The guy who got them into the sabermetrics thing.
Yep.
Jonah Hill is 34, and that's all I have.
Okay, let's get into the gone but not forgotten. Firestone Tire and Rubber Company founder Harvey Firestone. Where would we be without Firestone? I don't know if we'd have the same quality of tires. I mean,
Goodyear would have taken care of
us. You got your Goodyear, your Uniroyal, and the list goes on and on. But
I like the Sears Road Handler myself.
Oh, there you go. 1868 for Harvey Firestone. The former Dodger owner, who was the guy who brought Jackie Robinson into the fold and broke the color barrier in 1947. If you've seen the movie 47, it's fantastic, by the way.
Or is it 42?
I mean, 42, yeah. That's what, you're right, 42.
42 and 47.
47, right.
He was played by?
Harrison Ford. Yes. Yeah, Harrison Ford. Baseball Hall of Famer Branch Rickey is the guy we're talking about. And he was born on this day, 1881. You'll have a whole new respect for him if you see 42. Academy Award-winning director George Roy Hill. He won Oscar for the movie The Sting with Redford and Newman. Also, he did some other things like Slapshot, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. He worked with Paul Newman a lot and did very, very well. George Roy Hill was born on this day, 1921. You remember this guy? He was kind of a nervous, twitchy Charlie Callis.
Greetings, welcome. My name is Charlie Callis. That's my real name, and I was named after the famous opera singer, Maria Charlie.
High anxiety. He worked with Mel Brooks on some things. Actor, comedian Charlie Callis was born on this day, 1924. And one more, Emmy Award-winning actor John Spencer. He won Emmy for his work on The West Wing.
This guy's walking down the street when he falls in the hall. The walls are so steep he can't get out. A doctor passes by and the guy shouts up, "Hey, you, can you help me out?" The doctor writes a prescription, throws it down in the hall, and moves on. Huh. Then a priest comes along and the guy shouts up, "Father, I'm down in this hole, can you help me out?" The priest writes out a prayer, throws it down in the hall, and moves on. Then a friend walks by. "Hey, Joe, it's me. Can you help me out?" And the friend jumps in the hole. Our guy says, "Are you stupid? Now we're both down here." The friend says, "Yeah, but I've been down here before, and I know the way out."
There you go. A friend is a friend, and a friend sticks with a friend. That's what he's saying. He played the White House chief of staff.
Yes.
On The West Wing.
He was in L.A. Law, also in the movie Rock with Nicolas Cage, The Rock.
He died while the show was still going, and they handled his death really well. They rode him out of the show by having his character die.
Oh, sure.
Which some shows don't have. Shows don't have the guts to do that, but they did it on that one.
They did. Much like they did with the coach in Cheers.
True.
There you go. John Spencer was born on this day, 1946. They're all gone but not forgotten.
How could your people forget Higgins?
I'll have that drink now. Whiskey, if you please. Don't ruin my whiskey with ice. I'm not a bloody American.
Oh, Magnum.
Sorry.
Magnum, Magnum, Magnum. Why would you
be thinking? Yeah, that's great.
What could he be thinking? That's John Hillerman.
That's too good.
Born on this day, 1932. He just died this year, and somehow they forgot to transfer him over, I guess.
Damn,
1932, John Hillerman. Of course, he was also one of the townspeople at Rock Ridge, where they were coming in to do the number six.
Oh, sure.
Or is it the number 11? What is it? Is it the number six?
Number six.
It is the number six.
They gave him a number six.
They're giving him a number six there at Rock Ridge. He's one of the townspeople in Blazing Saddles.
He is one of the Johnsons.
Yes,
everybody was named Johnson in that town.
Blazing Saddles was on, and it was on regular TV on one of the networks.
Yep.
And I just couldn't watch it with it being edited.
Nope,
I could not watch the editing, so I went and rented it on my on-demand.
Better play right there.
Yeah, two-day rental, $14.99 or something. I mean, it might not have been that much, but it was ridiculous. But it was Blazing Saddles. It was worth it.
Yeah.
I should have that on site. I should have that on DVD or digital video download.
I did. I had the 30th anniversary DVD that had some outtakes and stuff, and somebody stole it. I don't know where it is. I can't find it. I'm not happy.
Let's play Almanac Trivia.
We should.
And we're giving away, this is a four-pack of tickets.
Yes, yesterday I said two, but it was four. Yeah,
little out of the ordinary, four-pack. So get four people together, couples together. Go to the River City Extreme New Year's Eve party. Ring in the new year with our friends, Made in Dixie.
This is in Monticello. Yep.
Monticello. You need to pick them up here at the Bob Studios.
Yep.
763-450-0100. The trivia question is going to be on this date, 1928, mail delivery by something other than vehicle or buckboard or horse began on this date in Lewiston, Maine, home of the Lewiston Maniacs junior hockey team.
Have you been there?
I've never been there. Never been to Maine. Lewiston, Maine. Maybe we'll get to play. They've got Division I hockey up there. Maybe sometime we'll travel to Maine and take on the University of Maine, the Maine Bears.
Is it the Black Bears or just the Bear?
Think they're Bears for short.
Yeah.
They should be.
Yeah.
They should be. Mail delivery by what began on this date in Lewiston, Maine? This date, 1928. 763-450-0100. You call in, you win. That's how it works here on Almanac Trivia. And that's how we close out the almanac. The last almanac for fall. We'll never have another almanac for fall of 2017.
It's done.
It's done. It's over. It's kind of teary, actually. It is. A reason to be misty. Grab me the Kleenex as we listen to Johnny Lee here on Bob FM.
Uh-huh.
Well, I spent a lot of time looking for